All right, I'm going to do it like Coach Zimmer would or any head coach. I'm just going to tell you what I want you to hear, and then I'm just going to walk off at any random time. So tonight was a great practice. I think that, you know, after playing the first game, we definitely have some improvements to make. I think we went down on the first drive with the ones. We were able to execute. We were able to make plays, sustain drives. We even overcame a couple penalties there. And then on the second drive with Teddy in, I thought he showed great composure. For his first time getting to see some real live action against another opponent. Again, we were able to overcome, to a certain extent, some penalties, but they kind of bit us in the rear at the end of the drive and kind of stalled us out there. But overall, I think the offense performed well. Obviously, we have some improvements to make. We always have some things that we can build on. And that's what training camp is for. So thank you, guys.
Were you happy with the play of number 15 today, Coach?
I was. I thought he came out. You know, anytime you got your older guys that come out and get some time off, and then, you know, with what took place yesterday with us having kind of a practice walkthrough day, your older guys benefit from that. I thought 15 came out here tonight, and he was fresh. I don't think it's, you know, he complained to me about his feet hurting, but I don't think his feet was hurting tonight. I think he showed some life in those legs, and that's what we want to see out of our players.
That was good.
How do you feel your rapport with Matt's been this spring or this training camp so far?
I think it's been good. I love playing with Matt. I love playing with all quarterbacks simply for one reason. If you communicate, I love the fact that we can communicate and have dialogue. I'm trying to know what he's thinking, and I want him to know what I'm thinking. I was talking to him just earlier about sometimes knowing when to give yourself up during a concept. In the red zone or whether it's out in the field, when you know that you're not the guy on this particular play because the coverage is going to dictate to allowing someone else to come open, playing that role and doing it well and allowing your teammate to make a play, but and being the guy that made the play happen, but no one even knows about it. And that's what I really feel like, if we can get better at that, being unselfish, and allowing other guys to make plays within the play that we make, that creates the play, we can be a really good football team.
Just practice compare after going through live action in a game. Now you come back here, you're reinstalling a lot of the same things, but you got to do it at real speed in that game against Oakland. How much does that benefit, if at all?
It benefits a lot. Honestly, you know, I heard a lot of the guys talking about how the game felt slower. And as a coach, as a head coach, that's what you want to hear. You want to practice fast. You want to practice with tempo. You want to put the pressure on your guys in practice to where they're practicing at a much more efficient speed and a fast, quick up-tempo pace to where the game slows down and things you just react and play. And I think that's what you saw initially. And then it kind of got away from us a little bit. You know, but, you know, that's the way the preseason is. It's kind of up and down. You don't, it's either a shootout or it's either kind of a dull game. But, you know, we're going to try to be more efficient, offensively speaking, just on the offensive side of the ball, moving the ball down the field, sustaining drives, making plays, and being good in situational football.
You look at how that first drive went. It was pretty impressive to everybody on the outside. Was it to you guys on the inside?
It was impressive, but it for us, I think the expectation of moving the ball down the field and being able to move the ball methodically, that's our mindset. That's who we are. That's who we see ourselves being this year. And I think the most impressive thing was how the ball was being spread around. And we literally, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of plays being called. It's just, when you have variety and you can move guys in different positions and make the defense adjust to what you're doing, you put yourselves in positions to be successful.
What do you make of a young quarterback like Teddy throwing a couple of picks tonight? Is he just adding more into the repertoire and he's going to gamble and make some mistakes?
Yeah, he's going to make some mistakes. And the one thing that impressed me more than anything that I wanted to see in the game was his poise. His posture, and he was in the huddle. He didn't fumble with any of the verbiage, and typically you get that. He didn't seem rattled at all. He seemed collected. but he made little mistakes, you know, whether it was a line adjustment or a read here or there. You can live with that because you know you're going to correct that. But when you got someone who's rattled, as a teammate, that at that position, it feeds into everybody else, and you can't be successful when you have somebody rattled. So he has the poise and the composure that you want to see out of a young guy. But I think even with practicing, you got to take chances, you got to make mistakes, and you got to learn from them. And I think that's one of the things that benefits him is he asks a lot of questions, he learns from his mistakes, he understands that he's going to make mistakes, but he doesn't hang his head down and stay in the tank. He brings his head up, asks questions, and try to move forward.
Like it's not swimming at all. I mean, it's kind of at that point in camp where probably a lot's being installed.
It's definitely a lot being thrown at him, but I don't think his head is swimming. I think there was a point where his head probably was spinning. I remember him coming up to me and just kind of asking me how I kind of broke the offense down and got to comprehend everything, because it was starting to spin for all of us for a minute. But for the quarterbacks more specifically, because you got protections, you got sight adjust, you got all these different things that are running through your head while you're calling the play, and then to actually make that play work, it's a lot going through your head, especially for a young guy who hasn't seen another opponent and what they're going to do. You know, when you're doing against a defense that you see every single day, it gets a little easier. But then when you see it against an opponent that you don't know what they're going to throw at you, that's when your head starts spinning a little bit.
What are your expectations for Saturday as far as quarterback? I mean, you think he'll get more time, Castle will get more?
I don't know. I'm not going to even speak on that. All I know is I'm excited to get another opportunity to play and to improve and to play against another opponent that's going to make us better as a whole unit. From a receiver standpoint, it gives us an opportunity to go against two really good corners, two sound corners, a really good defense overall, to see what we're really about and what we can really do on offensively.
Does TCF feel like home yet?
If we're wearing purple, we're at home, so we're going to make it as much home as we possibly can.